Golden Globe.
Daly, surely take out his marker. Donald Daly got inside him. Surely a goal. Board. It's a goal by Donald Daly.
There it is.
It's all over. It's all over in Croke Park. Bally McCallaghan are all Ireland champions at junior level for 2025. Bally McCallaghan 116 to 13. And it's all over. It's all over at Croke Park. What a day for Kerry clubs. And girls have reached the promised land. It's about football. It's about culture. It's about language. It's about the people of the Gaeltacht. They've won here an All-Ireland final in Croke Park. Ambrose O'Donovan
did it in a great
style. Gaeltacht 12, Ben Nolan 6.
Football won today's game. The Gaeltacht had the tactic thrown against them. They walked around it. They kicked the ball from distance.
Absolutely.
Over the bar. They broke it down. But like you said, that's so much haptic. They said, kept going. Never said they
are. Are we ready? Minister, are you ready? Patrick, are you ready?
Let's do it.
The news are waiting for it. Let's do it.
So it is time to announce the Stripe Young Scientist and Technologist of the Year 2026. And the winner is Evie Daly from Mercy Secondary School, Montauk in Kerry.
Evie Daly!
Be on your feet for our winner!
All rise! For the Stripe 2026 Young Scientist and Technologist of the Year, Evie Daly from Mercy Secondary School, Mount Hawk, County Kerry. Congratulations,
Evie. Well done, Evie. Well done.
Yeah, there you go. That was how the weekend unfolded. Really incredible stuff. Evie Daly there from Mercy Mount Hawk, Tralee, winning the Kerry Young Scientist of the Year award. That kicked off the weekend in fine style, I should say, for the county. A brilliant performance from her. Incredible research. We'll be talking to her a little bit later on the programme. She's in fourth year. She's become the second Kerry winner in a row at the Young Scientist, which is unbelievable. Her glioscope, designed to help doctors improve the treatment of brain cancer, winning the overall prize, which is just absolutely incredible. It marched on then this weekend, yesterday in Croke Park. Ballymacallan and Gaeltacht, as you heard Tim and Ambrose commentating on both those games, winning out in fine style to win a junior and intermediate championship for the county. And then last night in Hollywood, the Golden Globes, you heard there, Jessie Buckley. Confirming, I suppose, her recent rise, her rise over the last number of years, her incredible performances that have already garnered her an Oscar nomination, of course, and many more nominations and wins, and winning a Golden Globe for Best Actress for her role in Hamlet. Just really incredible stuff. Lots of your comments and views coming in already in relation to that. And of course, Jessie, a star of the stage here in Killarney for many years, star of the stage in the West End, of course, on her way up to the very top, and a star with the Killarney Musical Society too, right from her early days as a performer. And with me on the line to talk about this, I suppose, is Marie Maloney, who is Councillor Marie Maloney, of course, Labour Councillor, who has been involved with the Killarney Musical Society for many years. And Marie, good morning to you. And listen, what a weekend for the county. You must have been absolutely delighted to see Jessie win that overall Golden Globe Award last night.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. And oh my goodness, what a great weekend for the county for Kerry. And first of all, heartiest congratulations to the Gaeltacht and the Ballymac teams. And of course, Evie Daly, my goodness, a fantastic performance and a fantastic achievement by all of them. And back to Jessie. Oh God, yeah, we're absolutely thrilled. Of course we are. Jessie, we've known Jessie since she was a child, really, when she took part in one of our children's chorus. It was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That was the start of us getting to know Jessie way back. She was about 9 years of age, and she worked with us again later on in the years when she came back in 2008, and she was cast in the lead role of Lucy Jordan in Carousel, and went on to win a nomination and win it outright by AIMS, the Association of Irish Musical Societies. So that was the start of her acting career. We give her a kickstart, let's put it that way.
That's it. And that is not what it's all about. I mean, having a vibrant art scene, having a musical society, putting on those productions, the volunteer effort, the volunteer work, it gives a grounding. It gives so much to so many people, first of all, whether they make it into it as a career or not. But it gives people a grounding. And it if you're going to make it, it sets you off on that road, Marie, which is very important at the local level.
Absolutely. And you must remember back in those days in the year 2000 and on there, there wasn't such thing as stage schools, really. Today, a lot of the people who come and audition for our shows are coming through, say, stage school. So they're coming pretty well. You know, they've got a lot of experience from having been working in stage schools, which is fantastic for the whole entertainment business and the theatrical business. It's absolutely fantastic the way they're coming through, so well trained. But back in the days when Jessie came, it was sheer raw talent coming from Jessie. Like she would, well, obviously her mother was very famous musician and singer, and she would have probably had a lot of voice coaching from her mom. And I know she took some workshops with the Ames before she came to do Lucy Jordan and Carousel for us. But she was just such a lovely person to deal with, such a bubbly, friendly character, you know, always full of fun. A little bit of Devilman too in there as well. And listening to her interview during the week on the radio, I said she never lost it. She still has that little bit of fun and, as we say here, a little bit of crack. But we're so proud, as we say here in Kerry, one of our own, going on to achieve such massive success, and that's exactly what she has. And I was speaking to our director that cast her in Lucy Jordan, Oliver Hurley, during the weekend, and he said to me that at the time, he said to his friends, that girl will go on one day to win an Oscar. And I think what he said is coming true and will come true.
Yeah. It is. It's absolutely incredible, isn't it? I mean, to have her so multi-talented, a singer, an actor, a performer, she would have got all that, I suppose, on the way up and developed it. And through, she's demonstrated, Mary, every kind of aspect of a role you could have. She performed in Wild Rose. Her singing was prominent there. She's done, you know, all different types of movies, really. Chernobyl, which was the Big Sky production, absolutely brilliant in that. And then Hamnet, which it isn't an easy watch, by all accounts. It's difficult. It deals with a difficult theme of grief, but just they had brilliant material from the book, and looking at them last night, they won the best picture as well for the film at the Golden Globes. It looks like they all really had a great time making it and all put their everything into it, Marie, really.
Well, you see, I suppose when you watch it, like when you're on stage, you see the character on stage, but you don't see what goes on in the background and on the side stage and before and while they're not filming. That's when all the friendships are formed and all the fun is had as well. But you get really professional when you put your leg on that stage or you put your, you know, in front of a camera. But it just goes to show how versatile Jessie is, that she can do all these roles. Personally, I loved her singing. I used to always listen to her sing, I thought. And I loved Wild Rose when she was doing her singing. A lot of her strengths are in acting as well. But for me, it was always her voice that I loved most. But she's just versatile. And as we go back, I go back to the musical society, like when you're auditioning for it, you have to be able to sing and act as well. Like, so we're very proud, you know, in Killarney Musical Society. This year we're celebrating our 40th anniversary, and we have put many a person through our productions, you know, on stage enough, and I've gone on to do different things. So Jessie has probably the highest of it all, but a lot of our people do very well, you know, and go on and, you know, make albums and whatever. But we're thrilled with her, absolutely. Of course we are, to feel that we were part of her early success, because don't forget the award she got from Ames was one of the first awards that she got. And on the night that we finished Carousel, I recall Jessie, she was actually heading to London. She was 17 years of age, remember? She was very young. Yeah. And that night, she left us to head straight over to London to record the BBC's I Do Anything, you know. But she had been, had a few auditions at 17 years of age to go through the audition and get to the live stages and then to come second. I mean, that was a fantastic achievement. Like, you can't take it from her. She's just, she was so focused on what she wanted to do, and she's done it, and she's getting to where she always wanted to be.
Yeah, she certainly is, and coming across great. And a lovely speech last night where she talked the crew. She talked about the crew and the extras and the grip who made the soup from Poland. Like, just showing she knows, like you said, there's much more than just what happens on stage. It's behind the scenes. It's the crew. It's the people putting it all together.
Absolutely. That's what I've always been backstage in the musical society. And I would spend a lot of time, you know, backstage with the people who are performing. And I recall a little quirky thing she used to do. You know, before you go on stage, no matter how good you are, no matter how experienced you are, there's always nerves when you're going on performing live, no matter what. And they say that that's what makes you good, knowing, you know, being a bit nervous. And she'd be side stage and she'd be giving herself a little shake to take off the nerves, and she used to be called Goosey Lucy, just a little thing she used to do, quirky little thing. But she was just an absolute joy to work with. She had no problem taking direction, be it on stage or off stage. She would always take good direction. So, yeah, absolutely great news for her, and great news for Killarney and for Kerry.
Absolutely is. And look, there's obviously talk now about the Oscars in March, and you know, they're like, even Jessie Buckley was talking last night in her speech about the people up against her, like Julia Roberts in the same category, one of her heroes. You'd have to pinch yourself when you see it, even with all her talent. Even we knew she was good, and she has cleared every hurdle in relation to her career with grace and done brilliantly in every film she's been in. But the at that level is just, it's incredible. Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
And heading towards a possible Oscar.
When you think of our little girl from Uckris and Killarney that has come to do that, like, because that's exactly what it is. The Julia Roberts and all these of this world are the people we always thought were absolutely amazing actresses and actors and things. And there she is among them all, holding her own and doing this well and up against it. It's just amazing, absolutely. And I suppose we can't forget Michael Fassbender either, as we speak about Jesse this morning, because he has done the same thing. And we're so proud. And we absolutely so lucky
We're blessed.
Wonderful people like that going forward and representing Killarney and representing Kerry.
He's giving back in particular with his stage school as well, with his acting school, very conscious of where he started, as Jesse is. And that's a kind of reminder. This will be an inspiration to so many other people now to get involved and to get involved in arts at whatever level, behind the scenes, on the scenes, involved at that level, that it is a career you can have if you want it enough and if you put the effort in, and the volunteers and others are there to help start you off, Marie.
Exactly. You've just said it there in a nutshell, Jerry. It is, and it is an inspiration that it can be done. Obviously, it takes hard work, because it's a big world out there, and a hard world to make your mark on. Like, so do you have to be really, really focused and really talented too? You need the talent. There's no point going if you don't have the talent. Like, and Jessie had that in spades. Like, she really did, you know.
Yeah, she really did. Well, listen, Marie, thanks so much for giving us your perspective and your view on it.
No problem. Sorry, before I go, I'll just give a shout out. Our 40th anniversary production is coming up next month for Killarney Musical Society, and I tell everyone, go and see where it all started.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Okay, thanks, Marie. Marie Maloney there. Comes from Marie Maloney with us on the line, talking about that incredible achievement of Jessie Buckley.